experience and membership that backs what you're building with American Express Business Platinum. Get 2x membership rewards points per dollar on eligible purchases in key business categories, as well as on each eligible purchase of $5,000 or more, on up to $2 million in eligible purchases per calendar year. American Express Business Platinum. There's nothing like it. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum.
Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration and use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
I think Quinn gives this team the best chance to win.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm not happy about it. Something out of my control.
The latest edition of Salty Tua.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Champ Bailey. Actor Jason Clark.
Coming up,
actor Matthew Lillard. Your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Jason Clark just came through, the actor who plays the, imprisoned, if you will, Alec Murdoch in the new Hulu show, Murdoch, Death in the Family. You also played Jerry West on Winning Time, and it was a great chat. Also made me learn Del Tufo is no longer in charge of the mute button when somebody curses.
By the way, probably not that. A bad thing.
You really didn't know that?
I did not know that it's handled elsewhere as opposed to here locally.
Yeah, no. It's been outsourced. We haven't needed it.
I couldn't be happier that that's off of Del
Marshawn Tufo's. Lynch was the day that I worked.
I thought Beast Mode broke it.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't believe it. We need something else. Someone else has to be in charge.
Del Tufo Rich.
Yeah, at that point, Frog was like, hit it. He would turn to me.
Just had a nice chat in the green room with our third hour guest coming out shortly, Matthew Lillard, back on the program. I forgot he's one of Chris Brockman. He's one of the taller than you think club members.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And something that, however, he does have in common with you, because you're the height, I would assume you think. Mike.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
By the way, I am short.
Here's something. Years ago, I'm sure he'll remember, me and Matt Lillard, we were in a Clippers email group chat for like years, a bunch of Clippers fans.
Oh, boy.
Just mad DJ. For a solid like 4 or 5 years we were on this chat.
Is that was Chris Paul in that chat and then kicked out?
this is
and then welcome back and then kicked out.
This is pre-Lob City.
So back in the day.
Back in the day.
All right. Yeah. Well, he's a Dodger fan, just like you.
See, I love it. Fellow Dodger fans when they come in.
But he's been a Dodger fan his whole life, though, I believe. Now, unlike you being the fraud that you are.
Yeah, I'm not a fraud. Okay, I lived here more than I've lived.
Well, we'll ask Matthew if he'll accept you.
Okay, he's just coming for all of us in baseball.
He's in Five Nights at Freddy's too. Five Nights at Freddy's was the highest grossing horror film of 2023. So you know what that means. Got to get a sequel.
Sequel.
Yep. Right. So he's going to be coming out in support of that. He's also in the new season of Daredevil Born Again this spring, coming up on Disney Plus, which is where we're at every single day. Yeah. Every single day, 12 to 3 Eastern, here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance again. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. So, you know, we haven't spoken about the mid-season Hard Knocks very much. I know you're locked into it, right?
Yeah.
Have you watched all of them almost
all of them? I've just got the first two. I think I don't think there's more than four yet.
Okay. I don't know the exact number, but it involves the NFC East. I think it's been, is this year three of them being embedded in a division?
Mid-season?
The mid-season Hard Knocks has been fun for various reasons, because you do get to see what's happening almost in real time.
Yeah.
What's just happened, for instance. So this week's episode of Hard Knocks took you inside the Washington Commanders meeting room before they took on Jackson Dart and the Giants. And this one exchange hopped out at me because it's Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr., the HC and DC, respectively, of the Washington Commanders, talking to a room full of defenders on how to get ready for Jackson Dart, who, as you know, prior to this game, had spent not one, not two, not three, but four times in a blue tent this season being looked at for a concussion, and then wound up this being game number five. And you know, Jackson Dart has been adamant at the podium of saying, this is the way I've played. This is the way I've gotten to the league. This is the way I got, I guess, to be, I'm paraphrasing here, to be a first round pick. This is the way I've gotten to be a first round pick who's done well in a first season here in New York City. So this is who I am. I don't care what anybody's saying. I'm not as reckless as you think. This is what Dan Quinn and Joe Witt had to say to the Commanders before playing him.
And the last piece, QB, all right? When he's out here, he is a running back first. So this is a good hit by Ellis onto the sideline, all right? He is not looking, all right, to go down and get into the slide. So we got to go out ahead, fellas, all right?
The quarterback is a very competitive dual threat guy, okay? He will try to run the ball like a running back. He will try to run you over. He will try to stiff arm. He doesn't really run out of bounds. He doesn't slide a whole bunch, okay? We can get the ball off of him. The ball is life. It is air, and we need it.
The ball is life. It is air, and we need it.
I
and
like
the
that quote.
Ellis he's referring to, Chris, who's the Ellis he's referring to?
Sean Ellis?
No, the Ellis from your team that blew him up on the sideline when he didn't go out of bounds on that Monday night.
Nah, I don't remember. I don't know.
Against the Giants. That was the latest one where it's just like, bro, how many times are you going to be blue-tented or sit out due to concussions until you just step out of bounds?
Yeah, Christian Ellis.
When are you going to listen? Because he remains adamant about still playing the manner in which he's been playing. And I saw that earlier this week. And to be honest with everybody, we were gonna do this on our show yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it came out. Yesterday. But there was too much going on for us to hit it. And for the lack of a better phrase, hit it. But I was going to show that and say, listen, Jackson, they are talking about you as a running back because of your behavior to stay in bounds. And the people he's telling it to include Bobby Wagner. Okay? And you don't want Bobby Wagner to treat you like a running back.
No.
So I was going to say that. And then Jackson Dart speaks yesterday, and he went to the podium, basically said, oh, I've heard, I hear it, and I'm going to do something completely. No, wait a minute. I'm being told he's still adamant.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, Kirby Smart said the exact same thing every time that he played against me. So did Nick Saban. So did every coach that I played in college. So this is nothing new. Just try to, go out there, play smart, and be available for your team.
What did they say? Did they say stuff like, he's not going to slide, we have to hit him? I mean, what kind of stuff did Kirby Smart and Nick say?
I mean, I can't, put together exactly what they said, but there was definitely a lot of interviews. You guys can, we can all go back and look at, and this isn't like a new thing that's been brought up in my career.
I'm so nervous. I might be overly cautious. I don't know.
That's the dad end in you.
Maybe that is right.
It's like, come on,
man. I hear that. I'm like, oh my God. But let me just put it in football terms, okay? I've told this story before. I'm sorry. I feel like you guys are like Susie, where you've heard all my stories 50 times. So I apologize. There may be just a new audience.
Every day someone new's listening.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that accommodation from you. Thank you, sir. Peyton Manning comes in the league from Tennessee, Marshall Faulk next to him in pretty much every formation, and thus when there was an interception that Peyton threw in his rookie season, 28 of them, I believe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Led the league.
Marshall would be running off the field most of the time right next to Peyton Manning. And Marshall tells the story that Peyton would say the same thing almost all the time after many of these interceptions was, I didn't think he could get there, meaning the defensive back couldn't, he thought that his receiver was open, didn't think the defensive back would be able to make it to the spot where Peyton is throwing it. Instead, he did throw it to that spot. The guy did make it, picked him off. Marshall said he'd let him say that frequently, trying to let him figure it out as himself, which, by the way, yada, yada, yada. He did. He has. But until Marshall finally said, he told him, Peyton, this is the NFL. They can all get there.
That's true.
Not in the SEC anymore. And that's what I will say to Jackson Dart. You're not in the SEC anymore. It doesn't matter if Kirby Smart said it or Nick Saban said it. It doesn't matter. Okay? Because these are now grown-ass men who can all get there. Many of them, by the way, and the pushback could be, and understandably, a lot of those guys who can get there now were in the SEC when Kirby was saying this and Nick Saban was saying this. I totally get that. And he may just be defiant in front of the media while addressing this mentally behind the scenes, but I still haven't seen it yet. He's playing just a little too reckless for me. Five trips to the blue tent.
Blue tent in half the games.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. This is why I would be willing. The Giants have got three games to go. I know Jackson Dart doesn't want to hear it. And I you know, one day I do hope to meet him in person. You know, I know a lot of these rookies who flash as well as he has flashed in his first season do make Super Bowl tours, and we would be happy to have Jackson Dart on the program if he does show up in Santa Clara when we're there, in San Francisco when we're there. But Minnesota and at Vegas and home for Dallas, I'd put Jameis out there, man. That's eight straight losses now for the Giants. Eight. And, you know, if I'm the Giants, I want that first overall pick, and I want the Raiders right behind me, and I want any other, I want, you know, our co-tenants right behind me, and I want any, name me the quarterback needy team. I want them calling Joe Shane up and offering the moon, because you do have Dart, and you do have Scataboo, and you do have Malik Nabers all coming back. I just don't want Dart to be in the coming back category.
Yeah, Cleveland, Jets, Arizona, all behind them right now.
Honestly, Bobby Wagner's hearing, go and hit him.
Yeah, I mean.
The ball is life.
Yeah.
It is air. We need it.
I hear that.
Okay, and that's a Commanders team that's equally as eliminated as the Giants. I shouldn't share this, but I will anyway. My teen, but any father of teenagers, a mother of teenagers listening as well, understands, you know, teenagers don't like to be told what to do. Nope. and they don't like, because they feel infantilized, right? And certainly in this day and age of phones and putting downtime on them and making sure they're off their screens, because they are the devil. They're even our devil too, yep. Right? These screens.
Yep.
I bet you Jackson feels infantilized by saying, son, you're not playing. We don't trust you right now because you're putting your head down, or we just don't need these concussions are happening too fast. We don't want you to do this blue tent thing. So the way to go about it, your 2025 season is done. You're awesome. The city loves you. The Giants fans have hope in you, right? Am I wrong? I mean, I see where you're coming from
a health perspective. But when we first put that out on social, it was overwhelming that people, Giants fans, didn't want to hear it.
Well, it was also 3 weeks ago when we did it with six games to go. Now there's three. And he had his fifth tent trip to the tent, and he, after the game, was like, I don't know why they took me out. Like, I'm fine. I don't know why they took me out. It's like, the reason why is the people who are taking you out know the National Football League a little bit better than you do. And it's the same way that, again, being a father of teenagers, it's just like, hey, listen, I've been around a little bit longer than you. I know. And you know what the pushback is? You don't know.
No, you don't know. Dad, you're dumb.
So I kind of feel like this is a bit of a push-pull. I am dumb sometimes, though.
Yeah.
I can admit that. So yeah. I kind of feel that way. I understand what the pushback is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get you.
Yep.
In terms of, you know, winning football games right now, you don't want Jackson Dart to go out on an 8-game losing streak. I understand you want to put him out there.
You also don't want to win the last three games.
I would imagine it does not help them.
No.
So.
Well, and I guess maybe the best way to lose those games might not be to put Jameis in there.
Well, I mean,
yeah, because next thing you know, he's got 330 and four touchdowns and three picks.
Right.
And somehow you win the game.
And then there's Russ. Russ is sitting there right now, lad.
Here we go.
Russell Wilson is sitting as a third string quarterback.
Well, you still want people to go to the
which
games.
Is wild, though. All of these stats that I keep seeing in front of me about all of these rookies and these second-year starters and third-year starters, or Mahomes in year seven. Do you know who's right there with him in terms of first six, 7 years of a career? Is Russell Wilson. Hall of Fame trajectory 100%. So, again, I am concerned that Jackson Dart has this. Maybe this is what makes him successful, this sort of rebellious, adamant streak in him. It's what led him to the Giants drafting him first overall. And you need that confidence as a quarterback. But right now, I don't know if it's sunk in. And I'm sure his point would be it doesn't need to. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We've got a higher register to get to, but we're going to do that at the end of the program. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Okay.
And Matthew Lillard is going to come out of our green room. Let's bring him on out. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 in theaters now nationwide.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Played in the NBA Entertainment League for years. So I was on Bob's team. I had five good fouls to give.
Hold on a second. Matthew Lillard here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience just returned. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance.
Welcome back.
I'm going to be serious as well. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is in theaters nationwide right now. So you were in the what? You were in
NBA Entertainment League. You've never heard of this? Oh, come on.
This was legendary.
You spent too much time in Bristol.
Yeah, okay. I did.
So for about 10 years, the NBA sponsored a celebrity league that we would meet down at Crossroads every Sunday, full refs, full uniforms.
Damn.
NBA uniforms. And you would play a 20-minute game.
Okay. Who was in this with you?
Oh, well, Bob Myers. Who else? Hold on a sec. I'm going to tell you, Kevin Hart played. He played point guard forever.
Kevin Hart was the man.
Yeah. But we had all of the, it was everything else in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You had literal celebrities that would play. You'd have people out there playing, but then you'd have all these guys that were ringers. I mean, there was you're 7 foot. Right. You're not in the NBA.
But I did one commercial once. Right?
I was I run security for dude. I'm like, that's such BS. But we would fly around. I have very clear memories. We'd fly around and play at halftime of NBA games or after a game.
Yeah.
And at one point it was Ice Cube played all the time.
Kutcher played.
Who?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, Kutcher played. Yeah. It was crazy. It was a bunch of dudes, and we would go out and run. But I would play. We'd play and fly around on planes and play in front of full.
You'd go on road trips?
Yeah.
Why won't the NBA do that again? You'd think they would, right?
I don't know why, because it ended up not being celebrities. It just ended up being powerful executives buying teams and bringing in ringers.
Dude.
Yeah. But Bob Myers, I was on Bob Myers' team. Playing against Bob Myers, a college champion at UCLA.
Are you 6'2", 6'3"?
I'm 6'4".
6'4". Yeah. So Bob Myers never thought about giving you a 10-day?
No, I said, look, dude, I got five fouls. I got 4 years of eligibility and five fouls. If anyone used to say that to Coach Calhoun, I was like, hey, Coach, bring me in.
I love it. Matthew Lillard here on the Rich Eisen Show. And so you're a Seahawk fan. Tonight is a big time football
year to
game.
Be a Seahawk fan.
This is a big game tonight.
Huge.
I mean, this is
ridiculous.
This is it. They come up with this dub and they're in first place and all they got to do is just win out. They're the one seed in the NFC. It's
which
right
you
there.
Never would have seen coming into this year. There's no way.
The crazy thing is, because I have all these stats here for the benefit of having another job with the NFL Network, Mike McDonald, the head coach, since joining the squad, the team is 8-8 at home and 13-2 on the road.
It's crazy.
That's the best road span. They have 1,000. They're plus 1,000 in the yard differential on the road and plus 119 in point differential on the road. Those are all NFL best. And then at home, it's just different. That's where the 12s would normally
dominate,
take hold. But it just the minute it does revert to form there,
yeah,
I mean, the sky could
be
the limit.
Last week, too, I think we kicked, what, 6 field goals
to
win the game? I
mean,
we
couldn't. Philip Rivers.
Yeah, yeah, which is crazy. You're like, what is that? And that defense, I was like, if you were in Vegas, you're like smashing that line because you're like, they're the best team in football. I would argue top 5, right? Top
3? Oh, no
three?
Question. There's
top
no question.
3?
Yeah.
And they're
yes.
multidimensional.
Yes.
JSN, that dude is the man.
No
I
question.
Mean, when you got rid of DK, you're like, what are you doing? This
right.
is crazy. You know, and Lockett's gone. Like, what? We're just going back to JSN? Like, it doesn't.
To be ready to be the number one. And he's number one, not only on the team, but the National Football
Bro,
League.
He has.
Yeah.
If they, you know, he was on pace for a long. I think he's off pace now to break the record, single season
right.
record.
He was on pace to 2,000 yards, but two of the last three games have been.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's like, he didn't get 100 yards receiving, so that's an off game for him. Because it is an off game for him. He is averaging over 111 yards a game.
Yeah. He's funny. So he's a guy, he doesn't want to take a direct hit. Right? We're talking about Dart. You were talking about Dart earlier.
Yes, sir. Right.
And this idea of like, what is the value add of that extra 2 yards? That's the one thing I want to say to Jackson Dart. My kid loves Jackson Dart. I love that. I mean, between
how old
him
your
and
kid?
17.
Okay. Yeah.
I got three kids, 17. And he and I will sit and watch football. And you've got, you know, Cam, you've got him, you've got, you know, the wide receiver. And, like, they're exciting as it gets.
Yes.
And the one thing I want to say to him is, like, dude, 2 yards is not worth you missing 4 weeks.
Correct.
Like, it's just not worth it.
That's
and
right.
And he's so exciting. He has a chance to be a real star, I think, in the league.
No question. I think he already is one in the New York metropolitan area where – you know, you add together the Jets and the Giants wins, and you get half the Seahawks wins right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's good.
And so
for
you,
us.
It, I know.
I'm sitting here gloating
for New York,
and
for
all
New York,
of New York.
Not so much.
Yeah, but by the way, between, I mean, what is the deal with New York teams? They are just in a bad funk all the way across.
Well, I mean, all right, Mr. Mariner fan. Are you a Mariner fan?
I'm not a Mariner fan.
Well, you're a Dodger fan.
I became a fan with Alex.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a Dodger fan.
All right.
Going for the close up. Going for the close up. Dodger, two-time champion. I was at the stadium yesterday picking up a gift. I will tell you.
Wait a minute. You were in Dodger Stadium yesterday?
I was there yesterday.
I was picking up a gift?
It's Christmas time, so
okay,
I was going
sure.
to pick up. There was literally 60 people at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Dodger Stadium picking up gifts.
What?
Yes, the two-time champs.
Picking up gifts.
The people love the Dodgers.
By the way,
you love the Dodgers?
I would go to Dodger Stadium now just to see what it's like to go in and out with no traffic. I can't even. That would
Good
be
point.
Like.
It was magic.
Like the apocalypse is
70
hit.
Miles an hour.
They're just going in however you want.
Yeah,
park
yeah.
anywhere you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Stroll in and do anything you want. The line is like 2 people to get a hat. Can you get out
though.
In
no.
10 minutes? Well, that must have been
it was insane.
Euphoric.
It was so
euphoric.
Good.
My
kids
my God.
Were like, I've never even been to this side of the park. you have to admit, best game 7, best sporting event.
Yeah.
Of my lifetime. Yes.
This past year. This World Series was the best World Series, I could say. Just in terms of the level of expectation going in, not knowing, and coming out, and the insanity of some of the games, maybe the best of my lifetime. And I'm in my mid-50s. And I honestly, I've seen some great ones. I'm a Yankee fan, so seeing the Yankees win for me was off the charts. But this 7-game World Series was insane. You tell me, am I off best one of your life or what?
Cubs Indians was pretty good. Yankees Marlins was pretty good. Yankees Diamondbacks was pretty good.
Well, that one.
I'm just thinking about seven game series. Right, it came down to kind of the last inning.
You just pulled that. You just pulled all those out of your.
His orifice.
Yeah, wow. I'm just kind of thinking. 97 Indians Marlins is pretty good.
Now you got dates. Who
there
are
was
you?
Some good one. There were some good ones.
But,
some good,
I'm just saying we've had good seven game World
this
Series
stuff like that seventh game where again. We've talked about it so 90s. Often, oh, yeah. but I'm not saying that I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about this all day long because it was that great. For Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on third base, this is, by the way, after Rojas ties it. In itself. Right?
Because you're like, okay, Shohei's coming up. There are going to be two outs.
That's right.
What a move. But they're going to walk him. And then you're like, oh, God, for him to hit that bomb and that
improbable star.
Right.
And also who he is. And if you're not like a Dodger fan, you don't really know the role he plays. Like coaching Mookie. He's the salt of the earth. Great teammate. Mm-hmm. To be in that position to hit that bomb was ridiculous. And also just going back to Toronto down with two games.
Yes, correct.
And you're like, oh, well, we've lost all the, we're done.
Because again, you know, I'm a Yankee fan. When Freddie Freeman hits an extra inning back-breaking home run to win a World Series game, the Yankees folded. The Blue Jays came back and won the next two.
Yeah, yeah.
After that game three that lasted twice as long as any other normal game.
That was crazy.
That was crazy
that
as
was
well.
Crazy.
By the way, it's just a little appetizer for what we saw later on in the World Series.
Yeah.
And so game seven, Rojas ties it. Then Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is on third base with less than two outs. He slides in feet first.
You have to go bit by bit,
yes.
Frame by frame,
and we spoke
to back up that call.
And we spoke to Will Smith just a couple weeks ago, and he was talked about how those few seconds were the longest hours of his life, where the entire season, Matthew, is in a replay machine. Who's winning the World
That's
Series
crazy.
Could come out of instant.
And it's,
by the way,
depending on how you look at it.
Right.
He's either out or safe.
I think he was out. There's no doubt in my mind he was out. That Will Smith's foot
well, you're
was
not a
on
Toronto
the plate.
Blue Jay fan.
No, I know that. I think they would even have to admit it.
Yeah, listen.
You know, and then the next batter hits one to left center field, and Kike Hernandez falls down and gets knocked over by Páez, who's in the game for whatever the hell reason.
Dave Roberts decided to put in that catch. That was insane. That was insane.
I mean, that's just the ninth inning of Game 7. And then we obviously saw what happened after that. And then, you know.
Look at all the pictures. Every time a tear comes to my eye, I can feel the tear coming. It was so beautiful.
The tear comes to my eye here on the Rich Eisen Show, Matthew, because my friend across the way here, who likes to be referred to as the Rich Eisen Show audio executive, Mike Del Tufo of Livingston, New Jersey, right over there. And however you think of anybody from New Jersey, he's that. Okay?
I see it. We met earlier. I was like, he obviously is from
New Jersey. And I've known Mike since NFL Network began in 2003. Yikes. And so I've known him this long. And we would always chop up about the Yankees this, Yankees that. We share that. Put on your new hat. Put on your new hat.
My new hat?
Put on your new hat.
Oh, boy.
Put on your
this
new
is
hat.
Awful.
It's pretty terrible.
It's not acceptable.
No, pick one, bro. Pick. That's terrible. What are you doing?
Right now, I'm a Dodger fan, I'm wearing a Dodger hat.
Just keep it back on.
Put it back on.
No,
you should be made to wear it in front of a real Dodger fan.
That's disgusting.
Thank you.
Who are you? What kind of man are you? You must be from Jersey.
This is like a transplanted organ that deserves rejection from the body of the Dodger fan.
You're just...
This guy.
You're despicable.
No, I'm not.
He's a sweetheart.
I went high on that. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. But you didn't have to go high. You could say this.
No, that could have been full throated.
Dodger fan hat.
Dodger, there you go. Way better.
That's not acceptable, right?
The Dodger hat's good. We like that.
The Dodger hat.
Yeah, but it's two Yankees are both, bro. That's how you get shot.
No. This is
It's a safety issue, Mike.
Somebody puts a cap in you.
You're not even talking about the fandom. He's talking about safety.
I went to a couple of the games and I wore a Dodger hat.
This man's in a horror movie of the first variety. He knows all about safety.
So many horror movies.
A few of them.
As a matter of fact, Scream.
Scream 7. Oh. I'm in it.
I know.
I'm going to tell you all about
the original, right?
Can I come back for Scream 7? This is my favorite.
Please.
I just like these interviews.
Please.
I'm much rather talk about sports than
you
me.
Could, hold on a minute. You, God, could say, you could say we're all that. Listen.
Hey.
Okay. Scream.
Scream 7, yeah.
7, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
And so you're in that, correct?
I am. All right. I'm having like a bit of a moment right now.
That's
it's very fun. Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Daredevil's coming up. Season Cross. Am I allowed to talk about other things?
Please go ahead.
Cross is coming up.
It's on Prime Video. Daredevil's on Disney Plus, which is obviously, you know, the home of our show.
It's good.
Great.
That's a win.
And so, all right. Part of your filmography too, as well. Two baseball movies.
Yes.
As well.
Summer Catch.
We spoke, speaking of I guess, horror movie. I Know What You Did Last Summer. We had Freddie Prinze Jr. here.
Yeah.
He talking about Summer Catch.
Show for, it was on, yeah, he was on Drive Time here in L.A.
And he's Mr. Wrestling Pod as well, just like TJ over there. Summer Catch. Did you see, so you were in New England is doing all that stuff?
No,
or no, you didn't do that?
That was Movie Magic, North Carolina. Magic. Okay. Yeah. But I did catch. I was
Catch.
Yeah, yeah. It was like, it was actually one of the best movies I've ever experiences I've ever had. I would, on a work day, I would either be playing baseball, acting, or hanging out with my, you know, my wife. We had just gotten married at the time.
Dude.
And
that's life.
It was as good as it
no
gets.
No kids yet either, right?
No kids.
Okay.
She really found me attractive at that point in our lives. I was in great
shape.
She
liked you. That's back when she liked you.
25 years, she's earned the right to sort of wane her interest.
Oh my God.
I keep trying to show every day. I'm like, this is all yours. She is not impressed.
If the price is right, this could be yours. And Trouble with the Curve as well.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood.
Do you have any Clint Eastwood stories?
Yeah, I said to him at one point, you know, he only does one take. He's very famously only does one take. And so you'll, as an actor, come in and you'll watch your stand-in do your blocking, right? And then you sort of go and emulate him, and nobody rehearses. So the first time it comes out of your mouth is the first time, you know.
No way.
Is on film.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a harrowing experience. I am not that smart. And I know that half the stuff that comes out of my mouth is going to be wrong.
Okay.
But I said to him, you know, at some point we're at lunch and I was like, you know what? Because a lot of times in a movie, you'll take multiple takes in case you need to change the intonation or the scene needs some zhuzhing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what happens when you get in the cut and you find that you don't have any choices? And he looked at me and he kind of looked, I would have changed the script. And looked at me like I was the dumbest man on earth.
Oh, no.
He looked at me like I was like just an idiot.
So he would do one take.
One take. So he has zero options. I mean, he'll get like close-ups and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, it was a really interesting thing. The other funny thing about that.
You're having lunch with him? Like you're just,
I was like,
with Clint Eastwood.
I was like, I couldn't understand how you put together these incredible films with no options.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and his whole thing is like, I would have fixed it in the script, and like looked at me like I was so dumb, and I am. Fair enough. That's a fair assessment.
Punk, go ahead, punk.
The other thing that was funny is we there was a party one night, and we were watching the Final Four, and Justin Timberlake, who's in the movie, rented out this floor and in this bar in Atlanta, and it was packed, and I didn't really know anyone on that floor, so I just kind of went and took a look around, and upstairs amongst like 10,000 kids. Is Clint Eastwood and his driver, and they're just watching the game. And none of these kids have any idea who these old dudes are.
Come on.
And I was like, this is crazy, right? That none of them understand that here is a legend just chilling.
Do you remember what Final Four it was? I guess we could figure 2011 it must have been because the movie came out in 2012.
We can ask the Oracle over there.
So you're watching the Final Four in a bar that Justin Timberlake put it together.
Yeah, it's Butler, UConn, Kentucky, VCU.
Oh, it was. I think it was. It was the terrible. No. UConn won the year before.
That's amazing. And so he's just sitting there anonymously because there's a generation of people
just
in there.
No idea. It was really interesting is that, you know, fame is such a interesting interaction. Like I've done movies now for 35 years.
Yes.
And, you know, the reality is that you only have impact on the people that care about what you do and the work that you've done. And sometimes it just never resonates.
Yes. Right?
I mean, Five Nights at Freddy's, I could, you know, you'll never see it. Nobody in this room will ever see it. But if there's, you will not see it. And I don't, you know, listen, but there's a world of kids out there that will wait 9 hours in a line to shake my hand.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Yep. Well,
right.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Neo.
I mean, that's what keeps the roof on, over the head and the lights on, right? I mean,
it's
for
right
sure.
Now, next thing is.
I'm just not much of a horror guy. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I shouldn't say that to somebody who's here to promote a horror movie.
I think
movie.
This is over.
No, there he goes. There he goes. Out the gate. Like, he hopes
you
Zach Charbonnet is tonight. But that is just,
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the edge of my seat for some of it. But
I am not a horror fan either.
Okay. But it works.
We're together.
It works for you. But
it pays the bills.
But I don't know. I obviously you're a professional and you've been in films as you're in your fourth decade of being in films, as you just said. I would just fanboy Clint. You know, I would just want to talk with him.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you talk with him about process. That's one thing. But like going down the road of Unforgiven, you know what I mean? That movie is perfect.
It's a pretty fantastic
movie. It's a perfect movie, you know? Like that's the sort of thing
I would
want
to
go down.
That's one of
those
I've got to show my kid. Like, my kid's into film right now. He's the 17-year-old. He's sort of coming up, and that's what we started with Shaw.
That's his. That's his number one.
I love that movie.
That's his number one.
It's perfect. Film. Yeah, perfect.
I think it's perfect. Movie.
That's his number one.
Unforgiven might be tough for the kids right now.
Yeah. It's tough for adults, bro.
Like, yeah, it's a tough adult. Yeah, I mean, it's dark.
It is pretty dark.
Brutal. Yeah.
But it's perfect.
But it is a great
movie.
Film.
It's perfect.
And Clint Eastwood's great. The funny thing is, so he's notoriously quick for shoot. Like, he shoots really fast. And so Flags of Our Fathers.
Right.
Every single day he shot, he finished before lunch.
Dude.
So, you know, and if people aren't familiar, film and television, you know, we regularly do 14 to 15 hour days.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be grueling at times as a job. I mean, you're not out there digging ditches, but 15 hours stuck doing the same scene is, you know, has its own
so if you
tax.
Do, if you do a Clint Eastwood movie, you can set a tee time.
You're playing golf. You're playing golf.
You just thought about the same thing.
Yeah. And I think that's the idea. I really think that's the idea.
Clint's there for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's better than being in a Clipper email chain with somebody.
That's
wow. Did I say that?
That was out loud.
That was so funny.
That was out loud.
He says, I wonder, did you remember we were on that Clipper email chain? Like, why wouldn't he? Like, how many Clipper email chains exist?
No, I said, I said I'm not sure if he'll remember me because it's been so long since.
Why would he? You're as memorable as
I
come.
Every day, Deej. Every single day.
Every single day.
I haven't
day.
Seen you in 10 years, and yet here I am. My dreams come true.
Every you now and then, out. I'll pop the curve in, watch it on Tubi.
The curve. Oh, my
think
Lord.
About you.
Yeah. I'm not leaving, by the way. Who's on next? I'm saying.
Just you.
It's the end of the show, actually.
No, what are you talking about? We're going long.
It's
welcome to Higher Register.
Do you
want to
do Higher Register?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to stick with us?
I have nowhere to go and nothing to do. What else
thing.
Would I want to do?
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Talk Benoit Benjamin.
No, we'll take a break. Was that part of the... Was that a subject matter?
Benoit
Benjamin. Jinx.
Keith Koss, we talked
Come
about
on,
him. You know,
Lob City, bro.
What's that?
Lob City.
The Benoit Benjamin email was sent with the urgent tag. Like, we're going to mark it urgent.
Eric Pytkowski in the building.
So here's
Griffin,
what we're
by the way. We had great players.
So here's
go ahead.
No, here's what we're going to do. Okay. I'm going to lay out what's happening. Because if you want to stay, please, we're not kicking you out the door. It's our last segment. We're going to do our weekly Thursday segment, Higher Register. Each one of us have already pre-planned it, so we've come up with it. A statement about this upcoming National Football League week, or if you want, you could take whatever sporting event you want.
Okay.
And you come up with an opinion, a take.
Great.
That you have to go Higher Register to believe.
Oh, up here. Okay, yeah.
You got to go up here.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Should we give just a quick example so we can give Matthew some food for thought?
Yeah, what was your one last week?
I think Shedeur Sanders is going to do well in Chicago.
Right.
Didn't work.
No.
You know what I mean? But
no matter how high you go.
I think it's going to turn out okay for him, you know, because you always have these conversations.
You
right there. You
I
get
know
it.
Where we're living.
I got a master of
we
there,
got an actor.
Guys,
we got a guy who does voices,
yeah.
too.
Zoinks.
Okay, when we come back.
Okay, Reggie.
The first time we've ever done this with a guest who's sticking around for a Higher Register next on The Rich Eisen Show.
Look at him.
This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by McAfee.
Finish your fantasy lineup?
No, but I'm joining this paid group chat with insider info.
Dude, seriously? Forward it to me? Oh, security alert from McAfee. That group's as legit as that knockoff jersey you're wearing.
McAfee's scam detector is available in all McAfee plans for as little as $39.99 for your first year. Learn more at McAfee.com/online protection.
Brooks Running reminds us that we're all powered by something. Whether it's the me time energy of a run after a day at the office, the electrifying energy of your first marathon, or the infectious energy of a group run with your friends. No matter what energy powers you, Brooks has gear specifically designed to unleash it. So lace up and let it out. Let's run there. Visit brooksrunning.com today to learn more.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, supporting you every step of the way. Progressive.com. Matthew Lillard is here on the Rich Eisen Show, hanging with us to do high register. Before we do that, let's you want to pop that up, Mike Hoskins, because we started the show about Puka Nacua, what he said about officiating, and then there was a touchdown celebration that his live streaming hosts was teaching him to try and knock out if he scored tonight on Thursday Night Football. And Puka Nacua on his Instagram said, "When I appeared the other day on a social media live stream, it was suggested to me to perform a specific movement as part of my next touchdown celebration. At the time, I had no idea this act was anti-Semitic in nature and perpetuated harmful stereotypes against Jewish people. I deeply apologize to anyone who was offended by my actions, as I do not stand for any form of racism, bigotry, or hate of any other group of people." And interesting, he's got the Stand Up to Jewish Hate logo at the bottom there. As you know, that is Robert Kraft's organization that is so crucial in this day and age. And I'm glad to see that from Puka. Two thumbs up, Puka. Yeah. And that's exactly what I was hoping to see, and that happened already. So I just wanted to point that out, to just tie that one off before we get to Thursday Night Football between the Rams and the Seahawks, who's I guess, shall I call you a number one fan just because you're sitting here, Matthew Lillard?
No, there's way bigger fans.
Okay.
I am a run-of-the-mill. So love
you,
them.
What are you, 13? Number 13 then, if you are? Yeah, the 12?
That's
you're
it.
12A?
I'm like 13.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan's calling right now to get that number
Jeffrey
one spot.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's a big
by
fan.
By the way, did you just go higher register? Just
yeah,
saying
it. See,
he's
into it. All right. What we do
okay,
here
we go. Matthew Lillard gets it. He gets it. All right, it is time to wrap up this show with our Thursday higher register. Hit it.
There's a chance.
The Rich Eisen shows.
That there could be.
Higher register. Take of the week.
All right, Christopher, what do you got over there?
You know, we've been talking about this team a lot. They're the number one seed in the AFC. So, yeah, we should be talking about the Denver Broncos. And they got a big game against Jacksonville this week. And I think Jacksonville beats Denver. And after they do, we got to take the Jaguars seriously as Super Bowl contenders.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. I think it's time.
Okay, you really do, huh?
I think it's time.
But so far, they're not a Super Bowl contender, too?
And I don't think so.
So if they beat the Broncos.
And now they're in that conversation.
Hmm. Higher register means you're still being a little bit disrespectful.
You're not sure.
I don't think I'm. You notice I'm not going higher register on that.
A little bit.
TJ, what do you got? This is tough for TJ because he's always lower register.
Yeah. It's so sultry.
TJ, we're counting on you. All right, so you know it's weird that Matthew Lillard's sitting here staring at me after me watching him so much, and now he's watching me. And I hope I get this right. So we've been talking about these guys a lot, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers, right?
Yeah.
And I tell you what, after what I saw last week, and I put a lot of thought into this, all 5 minutes, not only will the Steelers take the Lions out this week, they're running the table the rest of the season.
Wow.
They're running the table.
Okay.
That is a
which
cut.
Means wow. They would win the AFC North, and then after
everything.
That, who knows how far they would go?
I hear you.
I'm going to also go for a rest of the season situation, and even beyond. When you look at the standings right now, at who's sniffing it, which is the phrase of the Rich Eisen show for, you know, the teams that are outside of the playoffs looking. Sure. It's always in the hunt when you see it on other shows. We call it sniffing it. Sniffing the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This segment was made in the
Colts,
80s,
Matt. Ravens are sniffing it right now in the AFC. In the NFC, there's three teams currently sniffing it with the Dallas Cowboys and the Lions and the Panthers. I'm saying it's my higher register. At the end of the day, I think multiple teams currently sniffing it are making the playoffs. Multiple sniffing it teams are making the playoffs. Ooh. At the end of the day. More than one. All right, you have the floor, Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, the
going high register.
The Seahawks, Rams play tonight.
Yes, they do.
We lost the last game with four turnovers. That's not our game plan. We don't usually roll like that. It came down to a kick.
Yes, right?
They
did.
Missed the field goal after four turnovers. Tonight, we're going to win the turnover battle.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to win the game, and then we're going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Wow.
So you went lower register for the last part. But you think, you know, because sometimes Sam Darnold might not have a turnover problem tonight.
Dude, he's got it, man.
That sounded like Shaggy.
It definitely did.
That was the whole
no turnovers for Darnold, dude.
Wait, dude.
Okay, Raggy.
Seahawks. Oh, baby.
Oh, that's how I register.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.